This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Time to take the economic pulse today from a key figure in the world of advertising. Our subject today is our current back-ordered inflationary economy. Let's welcome Janine Poggi, editor of Ad Age. Hi there.
Hi, David. How are you?
You know, we pour it like ketchup on almost everything we say these days, the supply chain and its problems. But what that really means, supply chain, is companies may not have the stuff to sell that they would like to sell when they want to sell it. And it hadn't occurred to me, if you're advertising, this is an issue.
Yeah, look, I mean, during the holidays in particular, you really saw brands struggle with this. So, you know, really one of the major things that the ad world has sort of been thinking about and grappling with is the messaging that they're putting out there, you know, messaging around specific products versus brand messaging, which is always the shift and the balance that brands are looking to do. And right now, you know, you really see brands lean more into the general, like, here's what our brand is about versus like, here's a specific product, especially if there are issues in the auto sector in particular around specific parts and things like that.
The other thing that we're all dealing with, but also if you're trying to sell stuff, is inflation and having to kind of explain yourself if it's going to cost more.
And that's an interesting one. You know, first off, right now, it seems that consumers are demonstrating a tolerance for higher prices. I think the big thing is being transparent and brands looking at communicating those price increases. But then when you come to like the actual advertising and marketing around products, despite inflation, despite supply chain issues, the overarching opinion is that brands should continue to advertise because the last thing a Coca-Cola wants is to pull back its advertising spend and then persuade customers to potentially trade down to lower price competitors.
And then some clever devils that you keep an eye on use inflation to their advantage. They're like, during these high price times, why not buy our cheap thing?
Yeah, you know, there's an opportunity to really come in and I think also present a value proposition. So maybe it's not about the price in general, but saying why your product offers more, why there is more value in the price that you are paying. I think that's probably the other way that brands are really approaching this, thinking of the mix of price increases around with strategies of saying, like, how do we increase the value for the consumer?
Janine Poggi is the editor at Ad Age. Always good to talk to you.
Same here. Thank you.